From NPR News in Washington, I'm Pam Coulter. A lot of finger-pointing in today's weekly media addresses. President Obama chastised Republicans for filibustering bills to extend jobless benefits and boost loans to small business.
Too often, the Republican leadership in the United States Senate chooses to filibuster our recovery and obstruct our progress.
On the GOP side, Kansas Senator Pat Roberts accused the president of shutting off review of health care changes with his recess appointment in a key health post.
The president's health care plan, the most sweeping overhaul of health care in our lifetime, cannot be implemented behind closed doors.
The president's trying to kick back a little this weekend. The Obama family is in Bar Harbor, Maine, spending a lot of time exploring Acadia National Park. BP is continuing to test the capped well in the Gulf of Mexico, and so far it's looking hopeful that they can leave it closed. NPR's Richard Harris reports.
When BP shut off the well on Thursday, there was not as much pressure inside the well as they had expected. Officials say that's probably just because so much oil and gas has already escaped from it that it's lost some of its oomph. But the low pressure reading could also be a sign that the well has sprung a leak somewhere under the seafloor. A leak would be bad news because it could make it much harder to seal off the well by pumping in cement, which they need to do to stop the well permanently. So BP has been conducting other tests to look for leaks. In a briefing this morning, a BP official says there is no sign of a leak. There are a few gas bubbles coming out of a pipe at the base of the well, but he says those are probably not coming up from deep underground. Richard Harris, NPR News.
A giant super skimmer called the Whale will not be used to recover oil in the Gulf, U.S. Coast Guard says. After 2 weeks of testing, the super tanker was a bust. A painstaking search continues in Hackensack, New Jersey, where a falling glass canopy caused the partial collapse of a parking garage last night. A remote camera spotted one person trapped in a car, but the structure had to be shored up before the person could be rescued. Willie Jones lives nearby.
I saw the glass top of the building, the roof, sitting down under the ground. You could see where along the edges where it had been connected, it just bare.
A car was pulled from the rubble last night. NATO now says four troops have been killed by roadside bombings in southern Afghanistan in the past 24 hours. Officials have confirmed that one American was among the casualties. Bombings are a leading cause of military and civilian deaths in Afghanistan. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is heading to Afghanistan this weekend on a mission to refine the goals of the nearly 9-year-old war. The Obama administration came under bipartisan fire in the Senate this week for not being clear about a winning strategy in Afghanistan. This is NPR. The U.S. consulate warned Americans to stay indoors during running gun battles between soldiers and suspected drug cartel members in the Mexican border town of Nuevo Laredo yesterday. Authorities say 12 people were killed and more than 20 wounded, including three children who were caught in the crossfire. Seven people are in critical condition. It is deadly in the Arizona desert. Authorities say the number of people dying there is on a pace to set a record for a single month. Mark Moran of member station KJZZ in Phoenix says migrants are succumbing to desert heat as they try to cross into the U.S. illegally.
Since July 1st, the Pima County Medical Examiner's Office in southern Arizona has received 40 bodies, enough to prompt it to use a refrigerated truck for the space to store some of them. At the current rate, the county will surpass the single-month record of 68 bodies recorded in 2005. Numbers for the first 6 months of the year are up dramatically as well. Officials attribute that to well above normal temperatures this spring, combined with heightened border security. Arizona's new immigration law, which allows police to ask people about their immigration status while enforcing another law, is scheduled to go into effect in less than 2 weeks. But there are lawsuits pending that could result in an injunction. For NPR News, I'm Mark Moran in Phoenix.
In the Baltic Sea, sunken treasure had a gold tinge, but not because it was doubloons. Divers exploring a wreck made a very rare find, what's thought to be the oldest drinkable champagne in the world, made in the late 18th century. Swedish diver Christian Ekström said it was fantastic, very sweet. I'm Pam Coulter, NPR News in Washington.